This is the Sakar Merli of the 26th of February 2025. Essence, sweet children, you should have the limitless happiness that you are now to leave your old clothes and return home. Then you will receive new clothes in that new world. Question. What subtle secret of the drama do you have to understand? Answer. This drama continues to move like a louse. It continues to tick away. Whatever act is performed, it repeats identically every 5,000 years. This secret is very subtle and has to be understood. The children who do not understand this secret accurately say that they will make effort if it's in the drama. Therefore, they are unable to claim a high status. Om Shanti. You children have recognized the Father and are now claiming the inheritance from him. But you also have to become pure. They call out, O Purifier, come and purify us. They call out because they have impure intellects. One's intellect also says that this is an impure iron-aged world. That new world is called Satopratan, and this old world is called Tamopratan. You children have now found the Father. You devotees have now found God. It is said that after devotion, God comes to give the fruit of devotion. They make effort, and so they also ask for the fruit of those efforts. You know what efforts the devotees make. Having stumbled along on the path of devotion for the last half cycle, you have become tired. You made a great deal of effort in performing devotion. That was also predestined in the drama. You make effort in order to benefit yourselves. People think that God will come and grant them the fruit of their devotion. And so it is God who gives the fruit. Devotees remember God because there is sorrow in devotion. Therefore they say, come and liberate us from sorrow and purify us. No one knows that it is now the kingdom of Ravan. It was Ravan who made you impure. People say there should be the kingdom of Rama. But none of them knows how or when that should happen. Internally, souls understand that this is now the kingdom of Ravan. It is indeed the path of devotion. Devotees have a lot of dancing, singing, and entertainment. They do experience happiness, but they also cry. Although they do not know God, they have tears of love for him. You really should know the one for whom you have tears of love. You can't attain anything from an image. Yes, when they do intense devotion, they do receive a vision. That is a matter of great happiness for them. God himself comes here and introduces himself and tells you who he is. He says, no one in the world knows me as I am or what I am. Amongst you, some who call me Baba are strong, whereas others are weak. It takes effort for you to break your body consciousness. You have to become soul conscious. The Father says you are souls. You have become Tamopratan from having taken 84 births. Each of you souls has now received your third eye. It is the souls that understand. The Father gives you children this knowledge of the whole world cycle. The Father is knowledgeful, and so he also gives this knowledge to you children. When people ask you whether it is only you who experience 84 births, tell them, yes, but some of us take 84 births, whereas others take 82 births. But the maximum number of births anyone can take is 84. Those who come at the beginning take 84 births. Those who study very well and claim a high status will come quickly. They will be threaded close in the rosary. When you are having a new house built, your heart feels that the sooner it is built, the sooner you will go and live there. Similarly, you children should have the happiness that you are now about to shed your old clothes and put on new ones. Half an hour before the end of a play, actors start looking at the clock and think that it will soon be time for them to go home. That time then comes. For you children, there is this unlimited clock. You know that when you reach your Karmateet stage, you won't remain here. In order to become Karmateet, you have to stay in remembrance. This requires great effort. You then go to the new world, and your degrees are reduced in each birth you take. After you have lived in a new home for 6 months, dirty marks would be visible somewhere or other. There would be a slight difference. There, in the new world, some will come at the beginning and some slightly later. Those who come first are called Satopratan. Then the degrees gradually decrease. This cycle of the drama continues to move like a louse. It continues to tick away. You know that whatever acts anyone in the whole world performs, they repeat them as the cycle continues to turn. These aspects are very subtle and have to be understood. The Father tells you from experience. You know that you will repeat this study again in 5,000 years' time. This play is predestined. No one else knows about this cycle. No one knows who its creator, director, and principal actor is. You children now understand that you have experienced 84 births and that you are now about to return home. We are souls. It is only when you become soul conscious that your degrees of happiness rise. Other plays are limited, whereas this play is unlimited. Baba is teaching us souls. He doesn't tell us what will happen at a particular time. Whenever you ask Baba anything, he says, I will tell you whatever you have to be told according to the drama. You are given whatever answer you are to receive according to the drama. You simply have to follow that. The Father cannot do anything that is not according to the drama. Some children say they will claim a high status if it's in the drama. Such children can never claim a high status. The Father says, you have to make the effort. The drama will inspire you to make effort as it did in the previous cycle. According to the drama, some of you come to a halt. You say that you will do everything according to the drama. Therefore, it is understood from this that it is not in your fortune. You now have the awareness of being souls. You have come down here to play your parts. Souls are imperishable, and their parts are also imperishable. The parts of 84 births are fixed in you souls. You will play the same parts again. This is called nature. How else would you describe nature? The main thing is that you must become pure. You only have this concern. Stay in remembrance of the Father while doing everything. All of you are lovers of the One Beloved. All of you lovers have to remember your One Beloved. The Beloved says, "Now remember me. I have come to purify you. You call me the Purifier. So why do you forget me and call the Ganges the Purifier?" You now understand all of this, which is why you have renounced all of that. You understand that only the Father is the Purifier. You would never remember Sri Krishna as the Purifier. However, no one knows how God comes. The Sri Krishna soul was that in the Golden Age, then adopted many forms, and has now become Tamopratan. Now once again, he is becoming Satopratan. This mistake is in the scriptures. It is only after this mistake has been made that I can come and rectify it. These mistakes too are predestined in the drama. Therefore, they will happen again. It has been explained to you that it is God Shiva who speaks. They call Shiva God. There can only be the one God. The one who gives all the devotees the fruit of their devotion is the one God. No one knows him. Souls call out, "O God the Father." Your worldly fathers are here, and yet you souls remember that father. So souls have two fathers. On the path of devotion, you continue to remember that father. Souls exist anyway. All souls have received their own parts to play. Each of them renounces a body and takes another one, and continues to play his own part. Only the Father explains all of these things. You say, "We have come here to play our parts." This world is your stage, and the sun, the moon, and the stars are all the lights for this stage. It is because the sun, moon, and stars perform a very good task that they are called deities. They shine and only give happiness to everyone. They don't give any difficulty to anyone. They give happiness to everyone. It is because they do great work that they are called deities. Those who do good work are said to be like deities. In fact, deities only exist in the Golden Age. They were all bestowers of happiness. They all had love, which is why they are compared to deities. The praise of deities is sung. People go in front of their idols and sing, "We are without virtue, we have no virtues. Only you can have mercy for us. Have mercy for us." The Father says, "It is because I have mercy for you that I come again to make you virtuous. You used to be worthy of worship, and you then became worshippers. You must now become worthy of worship again." The meaning of hum so hum has been explained to you. People say that souls and the Supreme Soul are one and the same. The Father says that is wrong. You incorporeal souls become deities, warriors, merchants and denshudras. You have now entered the Brahmin clan. Souls first go into their Satipatthana stage and then go through their Sato, Rajo and Tamo stages. You understand now that Baba comes at the confluence age of every cycle and gives you this knowledge. Bharat really was heaven, and there were very few people there. It is now the Iron Age. All the religions now exist. In the Golden Age there were no other religions. There was only the one religion there. All the rest of the souls had returned home. You now understand that the destruction of the old world is standing in front of you. The Father is now teaching you Raj Yoga. Tell anyone who comes that this is an unlimited clock. The Father had the picture of this clock made by granting a divine vision. Just as you keep watching that clock, you must now remember this unlimited clock. The Father inspires the one religion to be established through Brahma and all the things of this old devilish world to be destroyed through Shankar. The intellect also says this cycle has to continue to turn. The Golden Age will come after the Iron Age. There are many human beings and also many natural calamities. The same bombs are also being created. So many stories in the scriptures have been invented. The Father comes and explains the essence of the Vedas and scriptures. There are four main religions. The Brahmin religion is the fifth. This small religion is the highest one of all. Brahmin priests have to take care of sacrificial fires. This sacrificial fire is of this knowledge. People create a sacrificial fire in order to finish a natural calamity. They think that there won't be any war. But how would the Golden Age come if that war didn't take place? Where would all of these human beings go? He takes all of us souls back home. Therefore, we definitely have to leave our bodies here. You call out, Baba, come and make us pure from impure. The Father says, I definitely have to have this old world destroyed. That new world is the Golden Age. I take everyone back to the land of liberation. Everyone is invoking death. They do not realize that they are invoking the great death. The Father says, it is also predestined in the drama for me to take all the souls in this dirty world back to the land of peace. This is a good thing. You first have to attain liberation and then live your lives in liberation. Then you live your lives in bondage. Not everyone will go to the Golden Age. All the rest will come later, number-wise. This is why you must now remember the world of peace and the world of happiness. Those who come later have smaller parts to play. However, they too will first of all experience happiness. Your parts are the most elevated. You receive a great deal of happiness. The founders of religions simply establish a religion. They do not liberate anyone. The Father comes into Bharat and gives everyone this knowledge. He is the purifier of all. He liberates everyone. Other founders of religions do not come to grant anyone salvation. They only come to establish their own religions. They do not take anyone to the world of peace or the world of happiness. Only the Father takes all of you to the world of peace and then sends you to that world of happiness. Your pilgrimage is only to the one who liberates you from sorrow and grants you happiness. People do not understand that, in fact, the only true pilgrimage is to the one Baba. There is praise of the one alone. Everyone calls out to him, O liberator, come. Only Bharat is the true pilgrimage place where the Father comes and grants liberation and liberation in life. Then, on the path of devotion, you build huge temples to him. You build temples of diamonds and jewels. Just look how beautiful the Somnath temple used to be. And look where Baba is sitting now, in this impure world, in an impure body. Only you, who have become Baba's helpers, recognize him. Those who help Baba in showing the path to others claim a high status. This is the law. The Father says, make effort. Show many others the path by telling them to remember the Father and the inheritance. The cycle of 84 births is in front of you. This is like a mirror for the blind. This drama repeats identically. However, they wouldn't know me. It isn't that I can stop them from looting my temples. It's predestined in the drama for them to be looted. Therefore, they will be looted again. What can I do? You call out to me to purify the impure. Therefore, I come and teach you, children. Destruction is predestined in the drama, and so it will happen again. I do not blow and cause destruction. The manufacture of bombs, etc., is also fixed in the drama. I too am bound by the drama. My part is the greatest part of all, to transform the world and to purify the impure. Now, who is more powerful, I or the drama? Ravan too has come here according to the drama. I come and give you all of this knowledge that I have. You are Shiv Baba's army. You gained victory over Ravan. The Father says, continue to open centers. I have come to teach you. I do not take anything from you. Whatever money you have, you must use it in a worthwhile way here. It shouldn't be that you use it all and then have to go hungry. None of you will go hungry. Baba gave you everything. So would any of you go hungry? Are you starving? There is Shiv Baba's treasure store. Just look how many people are dying of starvation at this time. You children now have to make effort to claim your full inheritance from the Father. This is a spiritual nature cure. It is a very simple matter. He simply says, man above, through this mouth. It is souls that have to be cured. This is why the Father is called the Eternal Surgeon. He performs a very good operation. He says, remember me and all your sorrow will be removed and you will become the rulers of the globe. Whilst you are living in this jungle of thorns, you must remember that you are to return home and then go to that garden of flowers. continue to remind one another, remember Allah and you will receive your kingdom. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Babdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you, spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana. 1. In order to claim a high status, become the Father's complete helpers. Show the path to the blind. Constantly remember the unlimited clock. 2. In order to look after this sacrificial fire, you must become true Brahmins. Use your money in a worthwhile way and claim your full inheritance from the Father. Blessing. May you finish any seed of a bondage with the method of man above and become a conqueror of attachment and an embodiment of remembrance. A seed of a bondage is a relationship. Since you have forged all relationships with the Father, how can there be attachment to others? There cannot be attachment without a relationship. And if there is no attachment, then there is no bondage. Since you have finished that seed, how could a tree grow without it? If there are some bondages even now, it proves that you have cut away some relationships, but formed other relationships. Therefore use the method of man above and become liberated from all bondages of the mind and become a conqueror of attachment and an embodiment of remembrance. All complaints such as, what can I do because I still have bondages and I cannot cut them away, will then finish. Slogan. The breath of Brahmin life is zeal and enthusiasm, and so do not reduce the pressure of your zeal and enthusiasm in any situation. Have love for solitude and imbibe unity and concentration. To the extent that you come into any upheaval of service, to that extent, go completely underground. Any new and powerful invention is only created underground. So to be in solitude is to remain underground. You will not have an hour or half an hour at the same time, but whatever time you have, even if you only have 5 minutes in between, go to the bottom of the ocean. This will help you to put a break in your thoughts, and even if you want to speak, you will not be able to do so. Om Shanti.